Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Deborah Snow, who teamed with Barbara White at the Blue Heron to make Snow White.
I'm wishing.
Well, yeah,
I guess.
Just a coincidence. But the Blue Heron restaurant in Sunderland, I don't want to sound overly effusive here, and I don't want to alienate any other restaurant. One of our top three, let's say, favorite places to go in the entire valley food-wise. Perfect date spot. My middle son, so jealous about how often we were going to the Blue Heron without him, that for his birthday, he wanted to go to the Blue Heron to see what it was like. So we went on the early side. He got dressed up.
Oh, that's great.
And he wanted to try duck for the
first time. Did he like it?
He tried the duck, and he liked the duck, which means, I think, as we get older with him.
Which could be a little dangerous.
Food bills are going to be really expensive.
And at CISA, we couldn't help but take them out of the restaurant and just ask them, could they serve dinner to 500 people? And they did.
We love to cater.
But you brought some amazing food. And what you do and what you have done consistently through the history of this restaurant is have a real focus on local. And it seems to be as much culinary as it is sort of mission focused.
Well, it is. Culinarily speaking, local means you get to we get them at their peak. Their peak of where their sugar is. Their peak of flavor. We're smack dab in the best, some of the best soil area in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of choices here. We didn't always have lots of choices when we first started, but we have lots of choices now.
What were you doing at the beginning, and how is it easier now, Deborah Snow from the Blue Heron in Sunderland?
Our big vendors, local vendors at the time, when we first opened 17 years ago, were Seeds of Solidarity. In fact, Ricky and I had a long conversation before either of us opened about what we wanted to do. And we knew immediately I would be sourcing from them and we would be their lead first client.
Sort of a shared mission.
A shared mission. Maple Line existed. Diamond Farm existed. Mm-hmm. So there were places that I could go, Simorowski, but it was limited. Now, it's unbelievable. You know what? While we're talking, I don't know if you want to eat, but there's a couple items I just want to share with you.
Yeah, let's do it.
One of the exciting things about our menu that we started doing a couple years ago was adding bites, smaller bites, that still you can share with your friends on some of these. One of them, Monty, that you're about to taste, is a house-made ricotta. The dairy comes from Maple Line with honeycomb. Mm. From Warm Colors Apiary.
Real honeycomb.
Like real honeycomb.
Eating the comb, yep.
So I go over to Warm Colors and I pick up the honey. And they're thanking me that I use their product. It's listed because it's increased their demand for their honey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to see this reciprocal thing happening.
This is so delicious.
Thank you.
You would not think that bread and ricotta cheese and honey and what else is that on there? Clover?
Well, there's a little fennel pollen and then some microgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing you're going to be eating is a kale salad. Kale is certainly the hot vegetable. It's raw.
I hear we should eat more of it.
Well, here, this is delicious. And it's a kale and squash, roasted squash salad. There's two squashes. We've gotten them locally. It has a honey sherry vinaigrette, duck confit.
Mm.
And it's just really yummy. So, you know, here are two examples, just sort of regular, normal examples of items on our menu. There is just a full range. A farm. Another wonderful thing, the farmer is also becoming smarter and more competitive. You know, however many years ago, tomatoes were like crazy. It's like, oh my God, I can't transfer this cost. They were too expensive. They've come down some. They've realized they need to sell these tomatoes.
Right.
And that's been wonderful.
And that's probably somewhat due to increased demand, too, now that you're not the only restaurant that is looking for this in the area, and there are more farmers doing it, there's more demand for it. Again, it's sort of a win-win, and that shared mission that started with Blue Heron and Seeds of Solidarity and elsewhere has expanded with regular members of the community and other restaurants and other farms.
Right. When I was two, my family got out of farming, but generations of farmers.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a barn contractor. We went from farm to farm. I'm very happy when I get to go meet the cows. You know, if I go down to see John from Maple Line, great family, very smart business folks. And I go down and he says, oh, come meet the girls. He's not talking about his grandchildren.
Yeah.
He's talking about his cows.
And again, you get to go to these places that are so beautiful. And it's just great that you get to see that the folks that you're sourcing the ingredients from are also keeping these landscapes for us.
Right.
Deborah Snow from the Blue Heron and one of the pioneers of sourcing local, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks who have a November challenge to make your Thanksgiving a true local meal.
So what could be better? It's the one meal a year that we actually have a holiday around that's focused on what is grown locally. And so the challenge from CISA is see what you can do this Thanksgiving that you can make it even one more step local. We'd love to hear about it, and we're going to raffle something off.
Our turkeys for our Thanksgiving are Diamond Farm turkeys.
And you can have Thanksgiving at the Blue Heron.
You can.
You're not going to make a Thanksgiving dinner better than you, Deborah.
Thank you. And it's from scratch.
Yeah, go to it. Think about that.
It's an incredible Thanksgiving. We still have some openings on the earlier side.
Deborah Snow from the Blue Heron in Sunderland. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.